We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, benevolent viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Euro 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Telstar 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Videocable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations calls for ensuring that the disadvantaged around the globe have energy access by 2030. In humanitarian news, the Ugandan Red Cross helps people return to their ancestral homes. In veg news, the first raw food cafe is opened in Sydney, Australia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 18th, is the National Day of Seychelles, commemorating the adoption of its constitution in 1993. Seychelles is an Indian Ocean archipelago northeast of Madagascar. It is the only natural home to the coco de mer, a rare palm tree that has the longest leaves and the largest and heaviest seeds in the plant kingdom. These amazing trees can be found on the country's island of Praline, on the Vallée de Maine Nature Reserve, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Another UNESCO site is the Aldabra Atoll, the biggest raised coral atoll on Earth and habitat to over 150,000 giant tortoises. We wish a memorable Independence Day to the friendly citizens of Seychelles.
Line News. Severe weather damages Indiana, USA. On Tuesday, June 17th, the western and central parts of the state were struck by the fourth in a series of storms whose excessive rainfall, thunder and lightning have left one fatality and another person injured in a travel-related accident. Winds of up to 100 miles per hour, coupled with large-sized hailstones, damaged dozens of homes and thousands of acres of crops throughout the state. Two regional utility companies reported more than 40,000 power outages as uprooted trees toppled onto power lines, roadways and homes, igniting several fires and leaving residents grateful they were able to escape without being harmed.
our appreciation for the efforts of the utility crews and all others working to restore regular functions to the region. We are saddened to know of the life lost and pray for the quick recovery of all those affected by the storms. May our kinder actions towards one another help lessen such calamities as these.
Flash floods inundate Singapore. On Wednesday morning, June 16th, heavy rains island-wide set off flash flooding as the area received 100 millimeters of rainfall in just 3 hours, which is more than 60% of what is normally received during the entire month of June. In the worst-hit areas, roads and cars became submerged in nearly half a meter of floodwaters, and downtown businesses were shut down, with traffic disrupted for motorists and bus services alike. Officials and the Singapore Civil Defense Force were on site to assist people to safety, rescuing people from both buses and waterlogged cars. Thankfully, no injuries have been reported so far. We thank the Singaporean personnel for your quick response in rendering assistance to those in need. With heaven's grace, may such extreme weather events be alleviated through humanity's gentler consideration of our shared planetary home.
First international aid reaches Kyrgyzstan victims of conflict. Arriving from the United Nations on Wednesday, June 16th, the initial shipment of emergency supplies were destined for some 100,000 ethnic Uzbek residents fleeing Kyrgyzstan's civil conflict who have sought refuge in neighboring Uzbekistan. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, sent a special thanks to the Uzbek government for welcoming the displaced persons, as the United Nations agency also plans four more plane loads of humanitarian aid by week's end. The UN Refugee Agency has stated that besides the refugees in Uzbekistan, another 300,000 people are estimated to have been displaced inside Kyrgyzstan due to the conflict.
According to Uzbek government, more than 75,000 refugees have crossed from Kyrgyzstan since Friday. We appreciate Uzbekistan's decision to receive and assist these desperate people. In total, we plan to deliver some 240 metric tons of humanitarian assistance from our emergency stockpile in Dubai. Upon arrival in Uzbekistan, this aid will be loaded onto trucks and then immediately taken to the various sites hosting refugees, and that will be done in the close coordination with the government.
Meanwhile, a first flight from the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, landed on Thursday in Andijan, Uzbekistan, with another flight carrying tents and medical kits scheduled for the following day.
This morning they were able to visit and assess the situation at the main hospital in Jalalabad. About five minutes ago, I got the initial assessment of the situation in the hospital there. They were able to distribute enough materials to assist around 60 wounded people at the hospital in Jalalabad.
Russia has also dispatched three airplanes containing food supplies, and the Chinese government sent approximately $735,000 in medicine, drinking water, blankets, and tents. The United States also committed $6.5 million through the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, to assist with immediate humanitarian necessities as well as longer-term recovery.
Our heartfelt gratefulness to all countries, agencies, and individuals sending comforting sustenance to those in need. We pray that all the people of Kyrgyzstan may soon be restored to lives of lasting stability and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UN begins drawdown of peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. As harmony emerges in certain areas of the country, the United Nations has agreed to withdraw 2,000 troops by June 30th. The remaining personnel are being transformed into a stabilization mission, which is currently authorized to stay until June 2011. During a ceremony marking the departure of the initial 2,000 troops, Alan Doss, a representative for United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, stated, "This is an historic moment in the evolution of the United Nations mission in Congo. Our respectful congratulations, Democratic Republic of the Congo, on your growing stability, as we thank the United Nations for their peacekeeping efforts. Wishing the Congolese people ever-expanding unity, prosperity, and harmony across the land."
Media report, dairy farm cruelty exposed. In the San Diego Vegan Examiner, a dedicated vegan column for the Los Angeles US-based Examiner.com, writer Liz King recently discussed the implications of an undercover video and its extremely disturbing contents of farm animal cruelty.
At a randomly chosen dairy farm, investigators for the US-based vegan animal protection group, Mercy for Animals, documented weeks of daily animal abuse toward cows and their babies. The violence was some of the worst the animal activists said they had seen, and entailed such actions as ruthless beating of cows' heads and udders with fists or crowbars, repeated stomping on calves' heads, and stabbing confined cows' udders with pitchforks.
Liz King's thoughtful article, Ohio's Conklin Dairy Farm Investigation Awakens the Masses, speaks of a wish to avoid the reality of animal cruelty, which reflects a wider aversion to the cruelty of killing itself.
As a child, I remember thinking that I loved animals, and what a strange thing it was to eat them. I knew I wouldn't eat a cat or a dog, but why? What's the difference? So for many years, I continued to do so. All I had to do was not think.
Miss King goes on to note that almost all meat and dairy products originate from factory farms, where profit and mass production forces loss of animal welfare. However, this cruelly produced food by no means should be accepted as a norm.
Bottom line, if you're not raising an animal for the benefit of the animal, you're raising an animal for the benefit of you. They have given you their whole lives in the form of a single meal without thanks or even acknowledgement. It's time to stop doing this.
In the final part of her essay, the writer addresses readers who may wish to stop participating in animal cruelty.
Vegan means shouldering the knowledge that although my life choices seem only to create a minuscule dent, it is something. I can tell you that it means the world to the one cow you may save this year alone. A whole cow, one beautiful, smart, sweet and loving, playful, funny friend who will never suffer in a factory farm.
Thank you, Ms. King, the San Diego Vegan Examiner, and Mercy for Animals, for your efforts to encourage readers to make a difference for ourselves, the planet, and our innocent co-inhabitants, the animals. Our prayers that everyone will choose to end such brutal treatment and instead adopt the compassionate, life-saving vegan fare for health and peace of mind.
Television personality and fitness guru Bob Harper is now vegan. In an interview this week with Veg News magazine, celebrity trainer Bob Harper announced he has gone from being vegetarian to a pure plant-based diet. Mr. Harper became renowned as a fitness trainer on the NBC television network's popular reality series The Biggest Loser, where contestants compete to see who can lose the most weight. Mr. Harper, already a long-time vegetarian, advocates avoidance of meat-based protein, recommending show contestants to eat mostly plant-based foods instead. Regarding his own vegan choice, he stated, "I enjoy living a plant-based diet because it makes me feel clear-headed and strong, not to mention my genetically high cholesterol dropped more than 100 points. That was all the motivation I needed." Bravo to your life-affirming decision to be vegan, Mr. Bob Harper. May your inspiration and model of health help many others transition to the same for a more humane and sustainable world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg. Sri Lankan crew and vessel rescued by Indian Coast Guard. When contacted by the Sri Lankan Deputy High Commission regarding a boat and crew that had lost communication since May 23rd, the Indian Coast Guard immediately set out on a search and rescue mission.
They were able to locate the lost vessel 41 nautical miles off Kalingapatnam, India, and safely tow it to the Indian port city of Visakhapatnam, with the five-member crew soon returned to their homeland.
Bravo and many thanks, Indian Coast Guard, for your timely and life-saving rescue. Wishing the five Sri Lankan crew members a swift trip home and many joyful reunions with loved ones.
Save our planet. Colder winters in Northern Hemisphere due to warming Arctic. As the Arctic region is known to be increasing in temperature at twice the rate of the rest of the planet, differences in air pressure at the North Pole are disrupting planetary air currents, causing wind pattern changes. According to Dr. James Overland of the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, or NOAA, Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory, these shifting winds caused the exceptionally cold and snowy winters of 2009 and 2010, as seen across large regions of the globe. Dr. Overland presented his findings at the recent International Polar Year Conference in Oslo, Norway.
You tend to think of a global warming signal being warming everywhere, but it's more complex than that. Actually, the Arctic is warming, and the heat that's stored from the summer in the ocean is given back to the atmosphere in the fall, and it forms a dome of high pressure and warm temperatures over the Arctic.
Dr. Overland explained that the difference between the high and low air pressure systems in the north and further south effectively pulls the relatively frigid northern Arctic air down to the warmer mid-latitudes of Scandinavia, eastern North America, and eastern Eurasia. This effect also stops the south to north movement of warmer air.
So with the warming, you have more winds coming out of the north, but they're bringing relatively colder air from the north into the south. So that's why you have the cold temperatures. And it also is blocking a lot of the normal warm storms that occur further south and come into Europe. And so we end up having the colder and snowier weather that occurred last December and last January are linked to the large changes that we're seeing in the Arctic now.
As continued warming of the Arctic's atmosphere and oceans brings further irreversible decline of the Arctic sea ice and diminished cooling reflection of the sun's heat, Dr. Overland warned that this destabilized Arctic climate system will lead to more extreme winter weather.
We thank Dr. Overland for helping us understand how global warming is linked to severe seasonal cold in parts of the Northern Hemisphere. May such findings prompt us to quickly adopt solutions that rebalance our treasured planetary home.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her ever-present concern for humans' vulnerability to these increasingly severe conditions as she urged for their effective countermeasure.
What's more, we have more reports of unending drought, freezing weather, storms. These are truly almost always the consequences of humans' violent actions. The number one action is meat-eating. So we are grateful we have a few more days to help more of our fellow world citizens to change to the benevolent diet to save our planet. But, you know, these days are still numbered. We can't prolong forever. We can stop the disasters, make them go away, for good, forever, make all the unfavorable situations, threatening weather to go away, if all of us switch to the organic vegan diet.
Save Our Planet. Britain's Environment Agency warns that without substantial rain in the next 2 months, northwest England, UK, could face the worst drought in over 50 years, which might also cause environmental damage in southwest and central regions, as well as in Wales.
Save Our Planet. To assist in the cleanup and protect wildlife from the harms of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, energy company BP purchases 32 centrifugal machines developed by Hollywood actor Kevin Costner and his scientist brother Dan Costner, each designed to clean the seawater at a rate of 200 gallons per minute and remove 99% of the crude oil. For their ingenious purifying device to aid in the spill recovery, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Kevin and Dan Costner with the Shining World Inventor Award.
Save Our Planet. The European Commission establishes more stringent environmental standards for biofuels, saying that only those reducing greenhouse gases at least 35% relative to gasoline and diesel count towards the goal of 10% fuels being green.
Save Our Planet. Through a new campaign, the state of Bihar in India promotes the green practice of bicycling by organizing rallies for schools and colleges throughout the state.
Hello, it's me, Toppy the Grasshopper, following a vegan diet. I would like to share a time-saving household tip. To prevent your cutting board from slipping back and forth, place a wet kitchen towel under it. This will keep it from moving around. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, the United Nations calls for ensuring that the world's disadvantaged have sustainable energy access. According to the UN Advisory Group on Energy and Climate Change, the future availability of an affordable and consistent energy source is crucial for the development of approximately 1.6 billion people. The group advocates universal basic energy coverage by 2030. In addition, a doubling of the past rates at which energy efficiency improvements have taken place is suggested. The advisory group reported that this combination would have an important effect on reducing greenhouse gas emissions and would also support economic progress in many countries. Our appreciation, Advisory Group on Energy and Climate Change, for very relevant recommendations. May sustainable ways, beginning with the low emissions vegan diet, be adopted by all for a flourishing and long-lasting planetary future.
In humanitarian news, the Ugandan Red Cross, URCS, helps citizens return to their ancestral homes. As formerly internally displaced people in northern Uganda go back to their villages, the URCS has partnered with a number of organizations to assist in a smooth homecoming. The European Commission Humanitarian Aid Department, Oxfam, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and others have donated funds to provide access to healthy food, clean water, and enhanced sanitation and hygiene. URCS has also implemented programs to distribute essential household items, improve food security, increase safety, and care for those with HIV/AIDS. our heartfelt gratitude to Ugandan Red Cross and all other organizations for your ongoing assistance. May the lives of many vibrant citizens of the nation be benefited through your vital support. Up next on Noteworthy News, a raw cafe has opened for business in Sydney, Australia. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In veg news, a raw food cafe opens in Sydney, Australia.
We're here at Sydney's first and only raw food cafe at Taste Organic, where all the food is raw, organic, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and very, very tasty. Come along with us as we meet the founder of the cafe. Welcome, Maya. Can you please tell us what inspired you to open the cafe?
I wanted a place where I would have nice unprocessed food and making sure that everything is so nutritious, so valuable for your body and your soul, and that's what I wanted to create.
Taste Organic's menu includes raw delectable sandwiches, muesli, green smoothies, as well as raw orange cheesecake, chocolate pie and vanilla ice cream.
It's great food. I just love that you can have these amazing flavours that are created without dairy or sugar.
To reduce packaging, Taste Organics even provides a small discount if you bring in your own container for takeout orders. Congratulations and thank you, Maya and Taste Organics, for offering nourishing and scrumptious vegan food. We wish you the best of luck in your endeavour of serving earth-protecting fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Now let's listen to a joke entitled The Richest Man Told in Twi, which is a dialect of the Akan language spoken in Ghana.
Ena na osu ebra o kan hu se oskeni pa owo ni memunewu ni yonku yoku bisanse ah aden nti na osu na se na onye obusu ani minim sa o se ebu anu nti na mizu no.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on baked oat croquettes with tomatoes and nut pate, presented by our Bulgarian association members on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
This is the best cooking show ever. I love it. Great recipe and thank you for posting. Peace and love, Rising Spirit from Australia.
Nice recipe. Thanks. Amy from Ireland.
Kind viewers, your sweet comments are appreciated. We are delighted to feature delectable animal-free food preparations from around the world. Bon vegan appetit.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the the address on your screen or visit www.suprememastertb.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with compassion and love for all beings. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The Israeli Security Cabinet has expressed willingness to ease regulations to allow more goods into Gaza, Palestine.
Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov invites members of Afghan groups to UN-sponsored peace talks, pledging to continue humanitarian assistance to the Afghan people, including infrastructure development and electricity supply.
Egypt's Investment Minister Mahmoud Mohyeldin meets with Iraqi officials to discuss reconstruction projects in Iraq and other areas of further cooperation.
Italy donates 1 million euros for the construction and equipping of a blood donation center in Yemen's Taiz province.
With organically grown produce increasing in popularity, Malta encourages growers on the island of Gozo to switch to organic farming as well as qualify for Malta Standards Authority certification for better access to European markets.
British Prime Minister David Cameron issues an official apology for the 13 Irish Catholic lives lost in one day in 1972, conveying his sorrow for the actions of British troops at that time.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping and his Lao counterpart Bunyang Vorochit witnessed the signing of 18 cooperation agreements in the fields such as trade, infrastructure, and power generation between the two countries.
Grammy-winning American singer-songwriter Jason Mraz spends 5 days in Ghana to help raise awareness with U.S.-based non-profit organization Free the Slaves, a group working to end human enslavement around the world.
Israel and the United Nations reach an agreement allowing the UN to distribute all the aid from recently arriving humanitarian aid flotillas to the people of Gaza, Palestine, including construction materials.
A report by the Corporation for National and Community Service of the United States finds that 2009 volunteering in America reached its biggest increase since 2003, with 63.4 million people who volunteered, an increase of 1.6 million over 2008 alone.
Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo signs a decree to provide food pensions to 5,000 disadvantaged elderly Paraguayans, which is scheduled to include thousands more by the year 2011.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.